Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We are looking at what are the security concerns with regards to the release of the Palestinian prisoners, terrorists. Joining us now on the line, we welcome Yair Pinto from TBN Israel, the host of the TV show Boots on the Ground. Yair, very good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us on today's show.
Thank you for having me. Just really an honor to be on your show.
No, great to have you on board, Yair. And once again, thanks for availing your time to join us to discuss, this hinges on what transpired over the weekend regarding the release of three hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, terrorists. They release a key reason for IDF's Jenin operation. Yair, on that basis, with the release of all these Palestinians, how do you see the security situation right now? What is now Israel dealing with?
Well, okay, let me give you a big picture of the situation on all fronts that Israel is facing at the moment. Okay, so we have a ceasefire agreement in southern Lebanon with Hezbollah. The IDF is still present in southern Lebanon and waiting for the Lebanese army to take their positions and to make sure that Hezbollah will not go on the border with Israel and carry out new attacks against the northern communities of Israel. This ceasefire is about to expire on Sunday, and by then the IDF needs to withdraw from southern Lebanon, and the Lebanese army needs to replace them and to make sure that no terrorists regroup and launch attacks against Israel. This is Lebanon.
Right.
In Syria, the Assad regime collapsed, and immediately when that happened, the IDF took strategic positions in key locations within Syria to make sure that the terrorists and the rebels that are now controlling Syria will not carry attacks against Israel. Okay? And in addition to that, the IDF destroyed all the Assad's chemical weapons, tanks, air force, and the navy. Whatever they have left behind, the IDF destroyed.
Okay.
In the Gaza Strip, we have a ceasefire currently with Hamas, and it's the first phase of this ceasefire, meaning every week between 3 and 4 Israeli hostages that were kept in tunnels somewhere in the Gaza Strip for 473 days so far, will be released in exchange for 90 Palestinians. So it's basically one Israeli for 90 Palestinian prisoners that were convicted of terrorist activities against Israel.
Right.
Okay, so in total, after this deal is completed, if it will be completed entirely, 1,970 Palestinian prisoners, some of them murderers, will be released into Judea and Samaria mainly, and into the Gaza Strip as well. Okay,
indeed.
This is the situation.
Right.
And it's raising lots of concerns, because what are they going to do? I don't think they're going to go back and start selling flowers or being
nice. Well, that's the thing, indeed.
I mean, they're going to go back to their old jobs to destroy, to carry attacks against Israel.
Right.
This is the situation, yeah.
So, Yair, all right. So, on the basis of what you've just outlined now, what we are witnessing in Jenin at the moment, are we already seeing signs of that?
Yes. Yeah, so, immediately when the terrorists were released back to their neighborhoods in Jenin, there were chants and incitement by Hamas to carry out attacks against Israel. So Hamas is already calling on the youth of Jenin, is calling on anybody to carry out attacks against the IDF soldiers, against Israel. Because Hamas has a ceasefire agreement in Gaza, they want to create another front in Judea and Samaria, especially in Jenin, which is the hub of Hamas. And the IDF just launched an operation there to tackle these terror elements, to dismantle all their weapons, and to make sure that they don't carry out additional terror attacks against Israel.
Yeah,
so I've been there yesterday, actually, in the West Bank, and I saw this happening.
Wow. Yari, somebody's just posed a very interesting question. Can any released criminal terrorist prisoners be rearrested, or are they pardoned?
They are pardoned for the crimes they have committed in the past. This is part of the agreement, but they can be rearrested for new crimes that they commit, but not for previous crimes.
Okay, so now, as you mentioned, over 1,000 being released. Surely now this is really going to place added pressure upon the IDF and law enforcement in Israel.
Yes, definitely. But the upside of this is because of the ceasefire agreement in Lebanon and because of the ceasefire agreement in the Gaza Strip, we have forces that we need to redeploy from other fronts. So they are being deployed, including the commando forces and other special units that are moved from the Gaza Strip and from South Lebanon into Judea and Samaria, especially into Jenin at this moment, really yesterday.
Indeed. Yahya, I guess, yes, we just got to wait and see now exactly how this is going to foment and transpire as of now. Certainly very concerning, releasing these Palestinian prisoners. And of course, as you mentioned, they're not exactly going to go and sell flowers and do moderate things, but certainly will resort back to, what they know and what they did before. But Yahya, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive to give us your take on the security concerns going forward regarding the release of Palestinian prisoners. Yair Pinto from TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network Israel, host of TV show Boots on the Ground.